This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about harnessing the cold. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Air conditioning made its public debut at the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904, delivering cool temperatures to an auditorium in the Missouri State Building. Engineer Willis Carrier had invented this apparatus for treating air. By the 1960s, air conditioners had become more affordable and started to be standard in new American homes.
This lucky baby will sleep quietly through the night. Yes, no matter how high the temperature goes outdoors, this baby's RCA air conditioner will keep his room filled with cool, dry, fresh air and keep that room so comfortable and quiet he'll never need a middle-of-the-night lullaby.
They've changed the way we live, work, and sleep, but if you're running your unit during those hot summer months, you know this, they use a lot of energy. That's a problem in a warming world where more people rely on air conditioning to be able to function. And that's not the only problem. Air conditioning also gives off heat, making temperatures outside even more unbearable. Now a race is on to develop new kinds of AC units that are more sustainable. Alan Yu has more.
Engineer Sureen Grammer got interested in air conditioning when he was working on a project in India and lived there for a few years. One of his colleagues complained that her daughter could not focus on her studies for school because it was too hot. Sureen gave her an extra air conditioner they had lying around.
A few weeks later, when I saw her again, I was very excited to see what difference it made. So I asked her, how's it going? How'd you like it? She kind of looked at me very sheepishly and she said, we're not using it because it's too expensive to run.
The experience got him interested in creating a more efficient air conditioner. Air conditioners are notorious energy hogs. That's because they do two things at the same time. They dry the air and cool the air. Think about how much more uncomfortable it is when air is hot and humid as opposed to hot and dry. So air conditioners suck the humidity out of the air and bring down the temperature at the same time. Sureen says this is not ideal.
This is a 100-year-old technology. Not much has changed since then. It's basically the same basic technology. It does this cooling and dehumidifying in a very inefficient, brute method way, basically overcooling the air in order to draw the moisture out of it.
To remove the humidity, air conditioners chill the air so much that moisture becomes a liquid. But that process makes the air far too cold for most humans, so the air conditioner has to heat the air back up again to the desired temperature.
That's why all air conditioners drip water out, and that cold water is basically wasted energy.
This is where Sureen and other entrepreneurs come in.
A lot of the industry is starting to see the benefits of separating cooling and dehumidifying and doing those two processes separately.
His company, TransAera, made an air conditioner that contains a special material that is very good at absorbing moisture out of the air. One of his colleagues described it as sponges on steroids. So his device does not need to cool the air to an uncomfortably cold temperature just to get the water out. He says that has the potential to save 40 to 50% of the energy compared to a traditional system.
This can transform the way air conditioning is done and can achieve significant savings without making it more expensive than it already is.
TransAera has millions of dollars of startup funding, including support from Carrier, the company widely credited with inventing modern air conditioning more than a century ago. I got a chance to see this next generation air conditioner in action. It's being tested in a lab in Maryland before it will be installed in a building for the first time. The air conditioner is a big metal box that's about the size of a very small car, like a Mini Cooper. One side is sloped instead of straight, so the top part sticks out. Product engineering manager Mike Strauch is part of the team that built this prototype by hand.
We kind of call this unit, there's two shapes we've used to describe it. One is Tennessee, and the other is the Star Wars Sandcrawler. For anyone who knows Star Wars, it kind of has an angled slope on one side to maximize surface area.
He says a lot of effort went into this handmade air conditioner.
There's a lot of cuts and scrapes and bruises that have come from making it the way that it is.
Mike says the team has become very attached to this unit, and this is the first time it has left their lab in the Boston area.
Did someone ride in the truck from Massachusetts to here?
We talked about it. I did actually strap my Apple AirTag inside, so the 2 days when it was on its way here, I was like checking Find My every few minutes just to see what rest stop it was stopped at.
This air conditioner is designed to sit on the roof of a building. It's powerful enough to control the air temperature for an entire building. But right now, Transera is putting it through tests in the lab, in a simulated building with virtual people. The unit sits inside a testing chamber that looks like a tall 16-foot-long walk-in freezer. The temperature inside the chamber can be manipulated to recreate different seasons, everything from a chilly 20-degree Fahrenheit winter to a scorching 120-degree Fahrenheit summer. The space inside the testing chamber represents the outside world. The virtual building full of people is represented by a colorful foam box, which is connected to the Transera air conditioner. I got a tour from consultant Kara Martin. She is the head of OTS R&D, the company that runs this lab and specializes in testing air conditioners.
So I'm going to imagine that this thing is outside a building, and that inside this foam box that's turquoise on one side, purple on the other side, like there's a whole building full of people in that.
You got little mini people in there.
Okay, and so like, you know, there's, I don't know, like 100 office workers all sitting inside there typing away. And so like, you want to find out what happens if you use this Transera air conditioner to supply air to all the people in this tiny office and what happens outside.
Exactly, yeah. What happens, and then what are they doing inside that office space that changes the condition of the air that we receive back to our unit, and then we put that air to work, helping dehumidify the space.
This first unit is meant for industrial uses, like a factory or warehouse. But the team says you can use the technology for homes or even cars as well. They hope to have a commercial product ready by next summer. Their approach focuses on reducing energy use, but that's one problem with our current air conditioning systems. The second problem is that they use energy at a bad time, during the day when it's really hot and everybody is turning on their air conditioners. This was a big problem for engineer Daniel Betts when he worked at energy companies.
Air conditioning was, how should I say, the most annoying load, meaning that air conditioners turned on at the wrong time.
It strains the electric grid at a time when it's already not functioning optimally. Equipment that generates electricity and sends it out over the grid does not work as efficiently when it is hot outside. So people turn on air conditioners precisely at the moment when it is bad to strain the power grid. More than 10 years ago, researchers at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Colorado came up with a solution, which Daniel heard about.
It blew my mind.
He helped start a company, Blue Frontier, to turn that technology into actual air conditioners. To understand how this works, think about evaporative coolers, which are also called swamp coolers. A swamp cooler is a cheap air conditioner that works by using a fan to send air across a wet surface. The water evaporates, and that takes some of the heat energy out of the air. This is also why sweating can cool you down. The downside is that swamp coolers only work in very dry climates because the process also makes the air more humid. Part of Blue Frontier's solution is to create that very dry climate.
The process of creating air conditioning is I first pass air over the salt solution. The liquid desiccant, that salt solution, absorbs the water right out of the air, which creates this desert-like condition.
Combine that with a swamp cooler and you have an air conditioner.
However, I have another trick up my sleeves that a conventional swamp cooler does not have.
The Blue Frontier air conditioner has a salt solution that draws water out to dry it. But it can also use electricity to dry the solution back out at night when there is not so much demand for power. So it can draw electricity at a time when there is not as much demand for it and put that to use later.
This is important because then the air conditioner becomes sort of like a battery.
That solves the problem of air conditioners turning on at annoying times. It's also good for switching to more renewable energy, because humans cannot control when the wind blows or the sun shines. Blue Frontier also has millions of dollars in startup funding. Daniel says they have some pilot units being tested in a few buildings, but hope to have a larger release next year. Creating the air conditioner for the future is an exciting field right now. There are more companies, including existing air conditioner manufacturers, all trying to make the next generation device. It is an important effort. The world already has an estimated 2 billion air conditioners right now, but there will be even more of them as temperatures rise and people in developing countries are able to buy more air conditioners.
That story was reported by Alan Yu.